Yes. So in the studio we have with us Detective Superintendent Gary Merriweather. He's a chair of New South Wales Police Legacy. And the story here, Jim, is I didn't know much about Police Legacy until I went to one of their events, which we'll talk about after the break with Gary. But it's quite fascinating if you don't know about what Police Legacy does, the story behind it, and the amazing events that they put on to help with their fundraising. Good morning, Gary, and welcome to Live 90.5 and Spotlight.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So for those who don't know about Police Legacy, what is Police Legacy and what do you and your organisation do?
Yeah, Police Legacy is the charity of New South Wales Police. We're there to look after all the families of deceased police officers. So, yeah, we have a role of sort of helping through that initial journey of grief and, you know, through the later years. But also we provide a lot of support, educational-wise and well-being-wise, to the young children that are left behind, sadly, and the parents of police officers as well who have passed away.
So I understand it started in 1987. So there would have been a need for this over the years. So what happened in 87 and the history of Police Legacy that got it started?
Yeah, back in 1987, the then Deputy Commissioner Barney Ross, he saw a need. He was an ex-military officer as well, and he saw a need to support the families of police officers who had died. And him, and with the association at that stage, it was Lloyd Taylor, and he's actually a local resident up here in the hills and, you know, very prominently known. They got together and they commenced Police Legacy in 1987 to support the families. Obviously, back in those days, we were very limited, but over the last 33 years, it's sort of really grown in what we can do and the support that we provide to the families sadly left behind.
And Darren and Gary, if I can call you Gary, please.
Yeah, sure.
I think people need to understand the magnitude of just how many families you look after. I'm just absolutely gobsmacked by the number that I have in front of me that you do on a daily basis.
Yeah, look, unfortunately, we don't just, the whole idea of legacy is to recognise that police every day when they go to work actually put their lives on the line, you know. Like, we've seen some very tragic incidents. We see a lot of cases now where police are being assaulted, and any of those can go wrong. So that's why Police Legacy there is to make sure that if something terribly goes wrong, that their families will be looked after, not only for the first 6 months, 12 months, but for the rest of their lives, we'll look after them. And sadly, only this year alone, we've had 19 new children under 18 join our ranks, our family, that we're looking after and providing educational grants and helping them through that sort of really difficult stage of, you know, losing a parent.
What does it mean to support a child of a legatee, and how do you support them over the years? Is it with schooling? Is it with family? Is it with finding friends? What does Police Legacy do in that regard?
All those things you mentioned. We provide educational scholarships. We provide educational grants each year. We take the young children away in normal years. It's a bit difficult this year with COVID, but we take them away twice a year for adventure camps. And those camps gives us an opportunity to, you know, just look, see how those kids are going. We can identify ones that may be struggling, but it also gives the kids a chance to be with kids that they've all lost a parent. Because we've all heard about, you know, cross the road syndrome, when, you know, someone dies, people don't know how to react to that. And the kids know that. They go to school and they might be the only kid at that school that's lost a parent, sadly. And everybody knows it. And they feel a bit like they're special. But when they come along our camps, all the children, sadly, have lost a parent. And the unique bond they form is just incredible. And it's the bond was so strong that we've actually sort of expanded our services to include not only to 18 but 18 to 25 as well, and making sure they're still connected as well.
And I think the other thing, Gary, it's not only losing the parent in a physical sense, it's all of those life events, those rites of passage, what we call rites of passage, that go.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like last year we took some kids up to near the Central Coast, and there was an opportunity to go fishing there. And what we take as granted, you know, as fathers, you know, you take your children fishing. A lot of these kids have never been fishing because the majority of our young children, sadly, have lost a father. And so they don't have that opportunity. So like, just taking them onto a wharf and throwing a line out and having a bit of a fish and watching their reaction and sort of, you know, teaching them how to do it is a really good example of what they do miss out on.
And that's what saddens me, Darren, you know, all of those things that we take for granted that they miss forever, and their surviving partner you know, to take on all those roles and the complexities and the different things. I can't thank you enough for what you do. At the moment, I think there's about 1,200 Legacy.
That's right, yes. And they range from 0 to 103. So we're there for the long haul. And only recently I travelled out to Dubbo and presented flowers and a small gift to one of our widows who just turned 100.
So my question to you, Gary, is do you have volunteers who help within Police Legacy? Are they from the force or are they external? So, for example, taking a kid fishing, sorry, nearly a spoonerism there, taking a legacy kid fishing, who does that and how is it organised?
Yeah, that's done on our adventure camps, and which is sort of supervised by a group of really sort of outstanding police officers that come in year after year and really develop a bond with these kids. And they do it mostly in their own time, and they just understand what it's all about and want to support the police family and be there for these young kids.
And the other thing, Darren, that I've learned is that the police themselves are so committed to helping their family. I mean, there's 12,000 that actually take money out of their own pay to make a contribution for Police Legacy to look after families. And I think that's an incredible statement.
Yeah. Now, we're really well supported by the police themselves and the rank and file. But also, it would be unfair not to mention the support we have from the Police Commissioner, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you.
He's 100% behind it. And last year, he actually came along on our Kokoda track where we take 18 to 25-year-old young legatees as a real life experience so they can extend themselves and really understand what leadership and being an adult is all about. And he came along and, he was just fantastic.
And he's to be applauded for that. Anyone in a leadership position that moves forward with their people is very much admired by me, because it's easy to say things, it's much harder, and I think you get much more respect when you are with your family and lead from the front, from your pocket, and you lead from the front by your behaviour. So hats off for our Commissioner.
You're listening to Spotlight on Alive 90.5, and we're talking with Detective Superintendent Gary Motherwear, the Chair of New South Wales Police Legacy. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk about the Police Legacy Ride.
Alive 90.5.
14 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5, Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Isn't it amazing the different people that we're able to have a good conversation with and the stories they tell? And no different with Detective Superintendent Gary Merriweather talking and telling us about Legacy. And this is what I'm really interested in, this ride, with a difference, really.
Indeed. So as a cyclist, I participated in one of these rides. I had a broken hip at the time. It was recovering, so I was supporting it, driving a support car for one of the groups. But I just learned about it being a fantastic event. I just love for Gary to share it with our listeners, and I'll know how to ask the questions. So we just share the information. We understand it's one of your major fundraisers each year. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, that's correct. It's a great event that goes over a weekend, usually back in April. But obviously this year, the COVID restrictions were at the height of it then, so we had to sort of put it off.
So it started, I understand, back in 2013?
Yeah, that's correct. And we're talking about the great support we have by police. And it was originally started by a senior constable, Craig Tonks, who he wanted to raise funds and awareness of one of his friends who had sadly passed away at a very young age. And that, so he organised this ride. And I think it was only about 20 riders that first ride, and they raised $7,000, which is pretty good. But from then, it's grown to an annual event. And over the last 5 years, we've sort of averaged about $100,000 that we've raised, for riders, getting people to support them over the epic journey. You know, we range from, really good riders to people that want to really challenge themselves. And, they get support from their family and friends. So it's been a really great adventure.
And I understand that $100,000, that's excellent fundraising. And hopefully you can do it this year. And we'll talk a bit about this year's event. It's a ride from Sydney to Canberra, and a lot of people will think, and I did before I knew about it, why Sydney to Canberra? Why does the ride take place? I know that's a long way for a cyclist, and you do over 3 days, but I know there's something important. What is that?
Well, it is. It's important for, obviously, the Police Legacy as a charity to raise funds, but more importantly, one of the things that Police Legacy do is we never forget our fallen colleagues. sadly, our colleagues who have passed away. And that's the significance of this ride. We started the New South Wales Police War of Remembrance, located at the Domain near the Art Gallery. And we get there about 5:30 in the morning, and then we start off on a Friday morning. And our destination is the National Police Remembrance Wall down in Canberra. And that's the whole symbolic, you know, route of the ride.
And I want to just concentrate on a bit for that minute. Jim, before I was involved with this, I never knew of those two memorials.
No,
been
not
to
at
the
all.
Art gallery, and it's like 200 metres away, and it's a lovely memorial, and also down in Canberra, just a stone throw away from the Carillion, I believe, another memorial.
Mm.
And I've been to those places many times, and I never knew they were there.
They're a statement. They are, in my humble opinion, a story that can never be forgotten.
Yeah, no, that's certainly true, that all the names on those walls have been police officers that are killed on duty. And they're quite significant sort of locations for police all around Australia. And it really highlights, you know, the purpose of the ride is remembering our mates, and that's why it's called the Remembrance Bike Ride. And being on the ride, Darren, you would have seen the stories that people talk about, colleagues that have sadly killed on duty or passed away. We actually had a couple of young legatees who had lost a parent as well on the ride, and one of our older legatees a couple of years ago had lost a husband very early in his policing career. And that. So you have all these different ranges of stories that go along the ride as well. And the ride's not only open to police, but police and friends. So friends of police officers or big supporters of police officers, they come along. And I think, as you said, Darren, the non-police probably get more out of it. They realise the journey that police face every day about, you know, losing colleagues in really horrible circumstances. But then the other police there that they just can't keep going in their career because most likely it's because of, you know, mental illness, and the impacts of what they've seen and what they've had to do for their police career is really, you know, has caught up with them, and you know, they really fight the demons after that for a long time.
Yeah, we're pretty funny, I call pretty funny mob sometimes. We don't want too many police at things, and when they're not there, we complain. I can never work that equation out. I just want to say thank you for all that you do, and I'm speechless from the point of view that, you know, listeners, these wonderful people go to work not knowing they may not come home. And I challenge you to think about that for a moment.
Yeah, it becomes a difficult thing. The police, they get up each day and sort of front up to the police stations or whatever they're working, not knowing what they're going to expect the next minute. And it might be, you know, harm to them, but they often get caught out to some pretty grisly things. As, you know, often when we wake up going to work, there's some pretty horrible car accidents and the police are the ones going to that and dealing with all the trauma and, the aftermath of those accidents, sadly.
I understand with the bike ride, you've been trying to put it on this year. It was meant to be in April, May, and then we might be able to have it in November. But I believe the decision's been made that you can't do Sydney to Canberra, but you want to do an event to try and hit that fundraising target of $100,000. So what is it going to be this year?
Well, we're doing a virtual ride. Obviously, the COVID restrictions, we can't have more than 20 people gathering outside, and you know, we respect those sort of restrictions. So what we're calling upon is, like, you know, supporters of the police officers and families, and get together and just on the 15th of November, just challenge yourself for a big ride. Like, if you normally go for a ride on a weekend and do 70 kilometres, challenge yourself to do 150 or something like that, and then raise money for police legacy in that process. And that could be families, you know, going to the local park. There's some great cycle, you know, ways around, particularly around this area as well, that people can just, you know, we'll get the family out, register, and we'll get the family out. And the purpose of is raising money for police legacy, but also remembering what we've been talking about is police officers who sadly died, but also, you know, the drama and the trauma that police have to see every day. And then we can, so a sign of support for what police do every day.
So you're looking for anyone to get involved, anyone who's hearing this, how can they get involved?
Simply get onto the Police Legacy, New South Wales Police Legacy website, and you'll see events, and just follow that through, and it gives you to a registration portal.
And we'll put those links on our podcast when we post it later today.
Can I also add, you know, we're lucky to also have the support of one of the Deputy Commissioners, Mal Lanyon, He's actually sort of extended himself, and he's going to, you know, set the pace for this ride and challenge. He's going to do 300 kilometres on the Friday. So Friday the 13th, he's going to do the 300 kilometres, even though it's going to be a Black Friday. He's still, you know, 100% committed in support of Police Legacy. So that's another demonstration of how police get behind us and realise the importance.
Support from the police family overall.
Absolutely. And where will he ride from?
From the Police War of Remembrance at the Domain out to Centennial Park and out to Kurnell, then the majority of the rest of the ride will be around Centennial Park.
Well, as we get closer to the day, Darren, we need to make this very much on the forefront of our program and keep continually telling people to get onto the Legacy website and also the 15th of November.
If anyone wants to join me, I will be riding on the 15th with friends from Bicycle New South Wales as well and doing 100Ks around this area. So if you want to take part, want to come and meet us, please do so and support New South Wales Police Legacy.
Been fantastic, hasn't it? Gary, thank you for what the police do at every level, and in particular, thank you, and we wish you all the very best with the continued work you do for the family of Police Legacy. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Alive 90.5.